ticket hotline. As we just discussed in the last segment, the biggest show ever is coming to town, and that is Super Bowl 45 next week here in North Texas. Well, this gentleman is from the Greater United Super Bowl host party. His name is Tim Kendleton Hammermeyer. Good morning, sir. How are you?
Good morning, gentlemen. How are you doing?
We're doing well.
Good. And apparently you're going to tell us what you guys at the Greater United Super Bowl host party have planned for out-of-towners.
Well, yes, of course. We're in charge of logistics and synergy for the Greater Outreach Collaborative for Community Involvement. That's kind of our mission statement, and at the Greater United Super Bowl host party, we've put together a lot of things that we hope presents the best face for the visiting media. I know that Dallas-Fort Worth is on center stage in America, and we want to manage perceptions in this case. And before I tell you what we do want to do, I want to tell you what we don't want to do.
Okay.
We don't want people to come away from a visit to Dallas or Fort Worth thinking that this is only the place that killed Kennedy. Sure, that is on our CV. But we have so many other accomplishments.
Well, yeah, I don't think that would be listed as an accomplishment.
As a matter of fact, we're going to obscure the Texas School Bug Depository. You know how they wrap vehicles these days?
Uh-huh.
They put advertisements on them like for Geek Squad or something like that.
Right.
Well, we're going to wrap the School Bug Depository to try to obscure the building where we won't have people associating that with that fateful day of November, whenever it was, 1960, whatever.
Was what, like a beer company or something? Or
Well, I was hoping we were going to sell it to, you know, Coke or Pepsi or Wicks and Sticks or Relax the Back. But unfortunately, we sold it for it's some company that makes off-brand non-applicator tampons.
Oh, wow. Maybe you should just leave it unwrapped.
All right, we're visiting with Tim Kendleton Hammermeyer.
That's right. I took my wife's name.
Of the Greater United Super Bowl host party. Now, this involves all the cities here in the Metroplex. I mean, some say they're coming to Dallas or Arlington, but this is the entire Metroplex working.
It does, George. We involve all the cities. We want to make sure that all the cities are represented and shown to be the great cities that they are. Of course, these are the places where we raise our families and we teach our kids. So all the cities are represented except for Garland and Farmers Branch.
Wait a minute. Why not them?
Well, they just didn't score high on our testing.
So you're just going to pretend they don't exist?
We're going to try to shut those cities down, yes.
That's terrible.
No, we want to keep people away from the blighted areas of our metropolitan area, the red light district of Harry Hines. We don't want people really going there.
Right.
The abandoned warehouses on Industrial Boulevard. Mm-hmm. We'll keep visiting media from there. And, of course, Hearst, Euless, Bedford. So all the areas, all the undesirable areas.
You need to stop attacking cities in this Metroplex like this, especially if you're part of the Greater United Super Bowl host party.
We also are going to try to steer people away from certain television viewing here in the Metroplex.
Oh, how do you do that?
We don't think it's really up to our quality standards that we want to enforce during this important week. We're going to steer people away from Mike Ducey, for sure.
Well, don't do that.
We actually have hired some Russian espionage agents to come in and jam Channel 4's signal for a week.
Oh, wow. No.
Only when Mike's on.
Don't do that. We like
Mike. I want the whole world to be exposed to milquetoast, drug-fueled sports casting. And
all right.
By silencing Mike, we'll have a chance at that.
This is Tim Kendleton Hammermeyer from the Greater United Super Bowl host party.
That's right. 7 years. Married 7 years. We've chosen not to have children.
I didn't ask.
He's taking his wife's name.
Also, for television, we're going to steer people towards Tammy Dombeck's broadcast.
Oh,
is that,
really?
She's really accurate with her traffic?
No, because she has moose knockers. Those things are huge.
Sure, that can only help, right?
Oh, anything else, Tim?
Yeah, we're also going to put up some barricades around Mark Cuban's house to try to kind of control traffic. We don't want a bunch of gawkers over there driving by to see what expensive dental work looks like. And we've also suffered some recently in our golf area. You know, we have a lot of golf courses around here, but we had a bunch of tee times canceled. Now that the Bears are out of it, Barack Obama won't be around.
So he canceled all his tee times, huh?
It's going to be a big week for him.
And just a warning to anyone who's planning to have out-of-town guests come in and they want to perhaps take them by George W. Bush's home, mm-hmm. That is not going to be possible. We've erected barricades to keep them away from the former president's house to give them a little bit of privacy. So we put up barricades and some roadside waterboarding stations.
I didn't know they had that.
And, of course, Super Bowl is a big time for hookers. But we only want the best-looking ones out there, so no skinny, methed-out lot lizards from Forney.
All right.
We're importing Eastern Bloc whores.
Oh, importing.
Gosh.
Well, okay.
I can't believe you're talking about things like this.
Really notch hot ones, too.
All right. No one from a host party or committee would talk about such things.
And half of those Eastern Bloc whores we've installed moose knockers on.
All right, Tim. Well, good luck with Super Bowl 45 and the Greater United Super Bowl host party.
Say hi to your wife.
I will do that. I thank you so much for having me on. I just want to say I'm a big fan of all your programs, and I listen to your station all the time.
Well, thank you. Great. Thanks, Tim.
Yeah, who's that?
This is George.
Oh, okay. Thank you so much. Good to be home with you.
All right, we'll see
you. Thank you, Mike.
That is George and Craig. That's Tim Kendleton Hammermeyer from the Greater United Super Bowl host party. 8:50 here on Sports Radio 1310. The Ticket will determine the biggest show coming to town next.
The Ticket.
Some wireless companies love to compare themselves to AT&T, finding clever ways to say that they're faster. But the fact remains, AT&T has the nation's fastest mobile broadband network, and that's why they like to compare themselves to AT&T. What they don't tell you is that AT&T is still the fastest.
So when it comes to getting GPS directions, downloading music.
Are you okay?
Yeah, I'm okay. I'm sorry. Surfing the web, watching videos, they all work better on the nation's fastest.
They do all work better on the nation's fastest mobile broadband network. If you want the nation's fastest network, you want AT&T. And get ready for the big game and get free phones for the family with a $250 instant in-store credit. For a limited time, customers subscribing to a new qualifying U-verse bundle will get a $250 instant in-store credit. This offer expires...